Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they buggin' when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth on the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute, trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious systems, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, writing till I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad. And I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, wisdom in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Hello, good evening, or good morning, wherever you are. It's 10 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, Shillin and Chuck Show with my little true furball, Coco, Jackie Chan, Kitty, and little Rocky Balboa. I'm so beat, 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 beat. Doing a show tonight. So beat today. I'm doing like a half-hour show tonight. I'm going to see how well it goes, but, you know, I'm working on a few things, and hopefully the little kitten, you, looking at him, be a good boy. You know, Rocky, I'm trying to do something here, you know, do a radio show, and I know you're all cute, and you just ran all in the bathroom, and he's all wet, he's all over the bed, crazy pussycat, he's all wet, ah, we're wet kitty, what are you doing? But I love him, love this little guy, you know, myself, there's a couple of things that I actually wanted to bring up, and I'm actually typing it up right now. But the first thing I wanted to bring up, okay, it's the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. I'm a board advisor on the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, and what I'm doing is raising money, or help to raise money for the museum. And about the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers and motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Day Shop, Ronnie Rendell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and the imprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranked those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection had taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and honoring stunt people the world over. Hold on for 1 second. Get out of there, little stinker. I'm trying to do a promo here, kitten. Where? I'm losing my spot. Cut that out. Speak up, boy. You're lucky I love you. Be a good boy. You want to be squirted with the water now. Cut that out. Stop chewing on me. I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to run a show. Little stinker. Where was I? The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973. Hey. Be good. The Hall of Fame has been existing in 1973. I'm looking at him, right? Do you mind? I'm trying to do something here, kitten. Be a good boy. Please. I'm doing my thing here, okay? The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail to 81 West Kane Creek Boulevard. 81 West Kane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, number 12, Moab. M as in Michael, O as in Orange, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner, 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner@hotmail.com, johnhagner@hotmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Artists of the Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legends. John Hagner himself, the CEO, founder of this, I actually had him on my show. And it was very interesting because he was, you know, he's still out there kind of doing his thing, living out in Utah and just hoping to raise some money there. So, or get in touch with me or him. And let's see, while I'm pulling some stuff up, while I'm getting that ready, I want to play a song. And it's Back Home, Homeboy Back Home, Tony J. His song is I Could Fly, and I'll be right back.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. Money, that's all I know. I'm blowing out, girl, cause I'm so fly. I know, oh, you don't know no one like me. It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like and now we taking off. Just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you, I wanna be the kind of guy that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
If you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air. I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand. I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night. You look good and I wanna make you mine. But about time, I gotta catch a flight. I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up. Time's up. I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back and we can travel the world. Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I could put you under my wings.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds
clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by,
fantasia, io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno d'anime che sono sempre
writing. That was Sung Bung Choi singing Nella Fantasia from Korea's Got Talent, where he plays second. He's still working on his dreams, and I'm still trying to sit here and support him as best as I can, and I'll try to get more of his music to play. The next thing I wanted to bring up on the show is Sarah Joy Foundation, a young woman who I would have called my niece. I've never met her, but what this foundation is about, I'm going to read the description. The Sarah Joy Foundation is our way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. And it was, you know, it's just that, I mean, it's Sarah, I guess, you know, I never met her, but she left behind so many people loved her very, very much. And she was just a joy, just like in her name, Sarah Joy. And she actually, when she was pregnant with her second child, she didn't want to, like, get treatment. So after she gave birth after that. I guess, I don't know if it was too late to do treatments. I don't know. I just know the fact that, you know, she lived her life to the fullest. And there was a silver lining out of dark clouds where my nephew, Eric, and my sister, Charlie, and everyone back home, back in Boston, people down in Philly are doing this, and many other people, and I wanted to support it as best as I can. The Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in her last year, did more traveling activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast, the list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we would like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers of spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. So if you want to check that out, it's called the Sarah Joy Foundation, and you can check that out. Next song I actually wanted to play. Up next, I'm playing Jay Giannone, one of my film brothers, who is out there doing his thing out in Hollywood. And as I'm sitting here, I'm looking at my cat. Rocky Balboa, what are you doing? Kitten, cut that out. Do you mind? I'm trying to run a show here. What a little stinker. Hey, what are you eating? Hey, hold on for a second. Hey, what are you eating? Get out of there. I'm trying to, ew, what the heck are you eating? You dirty little scuzzy cat. Cut that out. Come here. Be a good boy. I'm trying to do a show here, cat. You're lucky I love you. At least he's not swinging on the curtains, so that's kind of good. But anyway, Jay actually, he's inspired me so much. He worked with people like George Clooney, Casey Affleck, Ben Affleck. I'm like, is that a spider up here? I'm like, oh, man, what is that? I'm trying to see, what the heck is that? Is that a spider? No, I think that's a dust. Okay, yeah, that's not a spider. Because I'm like, what is the cat, like, looking at here? So, hey, cat's driving me crazy. So I want to play the song Inspiration by one of my film brothers, Jay Giannone. And this is actually a song. Enjoy it, and I'll be back.
Saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on and I'm broke as a joke. Facing a storm, I work harder. In my room depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke. Facing a storm, I work harder. In my room depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
And that was Jay Giannone, an inspiration. And I wanted to bring up tonight about a movie called By the Gun, where hopefully I might see it. It's kind of like a mobster, Ben Barnes, Leighton Meester, I think that's M-E-E-S-T-E-R, Slain, with Toby Jones, Harvey Keitel. And I was trying to see if there was a picture, because I thought, yeah, Jay is on it. Jay Giannone is actually in the film. It was directed by James Morton. Mottern, M-O-T-T-E-R-N, written by Emilio Mauro, produced by, it's a screenplay by Emilio Mauro, produced by Matthew Chase and Emilio Mauro. Our official Facebook page, Upcoming Crime Thrill by the Gun, from director James Morton. As homage to Sidney Lumet in the elevated gangster films of the 1970s, By the Gun takes its cues from Mean Streets, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, and Drive. It's a commercial film classically told with great performances, compelling violence, and action, broad appeal, and poignant storytelling. But it's a singular, unusual, and renaissance. It's the end of the world. I'm not saying that figuratively or metaphorically. We are literally in the last 100 years of life as we know it on Earth. And this picture is a metaphor for the end of everything we thought we knew. But we believe in shadows, rumors, hearsay, random encounters, desires, demands, money, sex, and status. They all add up in our minds to some acceptable arithmetic of being a real person. What we believe is what is convenient for us. The reason the world is ending is because we want to believe something so much we ignored the facts. We betrayed the truth for a better life, just like Nick Tortano in this film. Nick is willing to blow off all reason, the truth, in order to get to a place that will make him feel like he meant something. Lies still kill. He's a criminal. He's convincing. He's a fool. He's just like you and me. The world of By the Gun is that fool's world, a distilled version of life as we know. A decayed power structure half-heartedly hanging onto its stake while the city burns and the violin plays. Empires don't end because of a mistake in strategy, but a mistake in will, apathy. That is the world of Italian mob in Boston, once great, powerful, and full of life, now desolated, forsaken, a vestige of something populated with but a few suckers, losers and wannabes, hanging on to an ideal that never really was. Life as a movie poster, Nick Tortano wants into this ghost of a mind very badly. This is the last gangster movie. I'm winking a little when I write that, but this is an imitating life and imitating art. The film turns against itself and the players in it, playing homage while gutting the notions of manhood, among other things. The ironies are stark, justice finds itself. My actor's performance is outstanding, I think you'll agree. The camera work is terrific. I built this film to have a commercial appeal and a broadness to its storytelling, while still capturing something specific, compelling, heartbreaking, satisfying. I believe a large male and female audience will find this picture exciting, funny, heart-stopping, entirely watchable, personal, and memorabilia. What little monsters do you make ourselves? This is the essence of By the Gun. What deals do we make to cover the lie? And how far will we go to hide the truth? My belief is that we will take it to the end of the world. From the screenwriter Emilio Moro. I grew up Italian American in and around Boston and have always wanted to make a gritty and emotionally riveting movie about the memorable characters involved in the Boston criminal underworld. By the Gun is that movie. Tackling the gangster genre, more specifically, the Italian gangster, was challenging. Not only did I want to pay homage to the great Italian gangster films of the past, I wanted to create something unique and fresh. Add another important piece to this ongoing narrative that is the Italian gangster genre, as the genre is coming to the end of its massive cinematic arc. In the spirit of Eli Kazin and Sidney Lumet, By the Gun explores the closing days of Western world as we know it. The structure of manhood, loss of faith, finding hope, the film turns against itself in the play, isn't it? Paying homage while gunning the notions of manhood, among other things, irony is the stock justice finds itself. And he goes on to say, and I also wanted to write something that feels real, but a heightened realism, like the place where it was shot and where it's about. I'm from this area and wanted to capture something singular about a man in a place and time. But tell it, if I can pronounce this, Eller Dirkley. Ellegorilly, with an accessible story that appeals to a large audience. I wanted to write something sharp and realistic with surprising dialogue, riveting characters and situations that are unique, memorabilia, and highly charges. A film that is straightforward crime drama like The Town, with strong echoes of Scorsese's Mean Streets. Archetypes of manhood, love, rage, loss, and fear, a high-octane statement on modern American life. Wow, he really went into detail about this. I wanted to focus on building pain off psychological and emotional tension while giving an electrifying visual feat that will not only keep a heart pounding but deliver powerful, memorabilia, haunting portrayal by the actors. Films like The State of Grace, Carlito's Way, and Scarface are examples of gritty, thrilling, and stylistically enthralling films with timeless character portrayals and gut-wrenching, exhilarating scenes of human drama. Movies like Drive capture a sharp and evocative style that clearly propels the film's dangerous, riveting, singular tone. Nuance and dynamic portrayals of real and sympathetic characters. By the Gun will push the boundaries of the crime genre while giving audience a thrilling, versatile, emotional, and unforgettable cinematic experience. Plot outline. Nick Turtano is a smooth-talking, ambitious criminal from the streets of Boston. After he has spent working for and idolizing the Italian gangsters, he finally proves himself to the boss and becomes a made man. However, once inside, Nick conflicts with the moneymaker for the mafia and begins to drive a wedge between him and the boss. Oh my gosh, my eyes are so trying to read this stuff. But it's By the Gun, and that's out December 5th. And I wanted to bring up, let's see. Okay. What was it? A couple more things I wanted to read after the... Oh, yes. The Martial Arts Kid film. I wanted to bring up about this. Shout out to Obie's Fitness Center. Thanks for help sponsoring my six-pack abs. So shout out to Obie's Fitness Center. The Martial Arts Kids, the plot outline. When troubled teen Robbie moves to Cocoa Beach, Florida from Detroit after his grandmother has had enough of his antics, he soon realizes that everywhere he goes, there is somebody who doesn't want him to be happy. In Cocoa Beach, that somebody is Bo Whitelaw, the toughest and the most popular guy at the high school. From the moment Bo gives Robbie a beatdown in front of Rena, the prettiest girl in school, we know Robbie's chances of living in a happy neighborhood are just not realistic. To help Robbie stand a chance of survival in a dangerous teen world, his estranged Aunt Cindy and Uncle Glenn, played by action legends Cynthia Lady Dragon Rothrock, and Don the Dragon Wilson. They had to coach and train Robbie. Along the way, Robbie learns defensive skills that will give him a chance to defend himself. But will that be enough to protect himself from Bo in an all-out epic battle? And will Robbie ever be the man in Arena's eyes? Find out when everything comes to a head in the final showdown that pits legends of traditional martial arts against MMA fighters in a battle you will have to see to believe. And there's so many people that's part of this, and I got to make it to this film premiere. I definitely cannot miss it. So with the martial arts kid, yeah. Let me see. I think that's practically everything I wanted to bring up on the show tonight. And I will be getting guests on my show since I've had some technical difficulties. But everything's on my Facebook page, and you can always listen to my show, you know, a recap and stuff like that. And I'm trying to think, yeah, that's everything there that I wanted to bring up on my show. Like I said, I will be getting guests. And what song should I lead off? Yes. If you want to find out about a film that I've been personally involved with, and there's so many people that are involved in, wonderful people, go check out Falkyr, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R. We're starting to really get into the really good stuff now. Not that that wasn't stuff to get into, but ending the show with Battle Song. And this is by Pisces Project, by the man himself who created the man behind the vision of Falkyr, about, you know, four women from different time periods, showing women, you know, just being sexy and in a very feminine way and being strong, but sexy in a good way. Do you know what I mean? Something, and I mean that in a total respectful way, but this is a song that's going to be in the film. It's called Battle Song. And like music in a film, it sets the mood. So here we go, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I will be getting guests and updating things in my show. And I will be trying to, try to launch my show in California, because I want to move out there so I can actually start it while I'm up here in Maine. And then when I move out to California, I can actually do it in the studio. So if anybody wants to sponsor, just get a hold of me on my Facebook page or just call the show from here. But anyway, here is Battle Song, and in the show tonight. And everyone, have a good night.